Hi, Marty. Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined by Travis Bergen and fans, he's a Rule 5 pick, a draftee of the Giants. And what that means is he was not on the 40-man roster of the Blue Jays, and he was eligible to be drafted. Well, Giants grabbed him, and now they've got to keep him on the Major League roster for the season or offer him back to the Blue Jays or put him on waivers. So, interesting situation for you, Travis, being in camp. You heard me talk about it. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I look at it as a great opportunity. So I'm excited to be here. And, you know, I'm thankful that the Giants gave me this opportunity to try and earn a spot. So,
all right. Well, let's get to your background a little bit. Where did you grow up? What kind of an athlete were you? Who'd you root for and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I grew up in Atlanta about 20 miles south of Turner Field. So naturally, I was a Braves fan, and it was easy to be a Braves fan back then because they were winning a lot of championship or, you know, NL championships. So, yeah, I grew up, you know, watching Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, and John Smoltz. So those are my kind of my three favorite pitchers growing up. And you know, played football and basketball in high school growing up, and basketball in high school. And but really, baseball has always been, you know, what I was best at. I played only baseball at Kennesaw State University for 3 years, and it was, like you said, was drafted by the Blue Jays and played with them for 4 years, and here I am.
So. Yeah, when you had Tommy John surgery, which knocked you out for a period of time. I always wonder where a guy with your ability said, well, you know, come on, he's been with the Blue Jays that long and they didn't protect him. What's up? You lost a couple of years to Tommy John surgery.
Right, right. So I had never had any problems with my elbow throughout college, but as soon as I got drafted, for whatever reason, it started acting up on me, and I'd felt things that I'd never felt before, and obviously, as a pitcher, something in your elbow is not the most pleasant thing in the world. But right, so I heard it in 15 at the end in my first pro season, and then I heard it again in the last day of spring training in 16. And we rehabbed for about half the season, and in August, and a few of my rehab innings, it popped. So I had Tommy John in August of 2016, so I lost 16 and 17, which was, you know, obviously not the best thing in the world, but obviously, you know, those the way that those elbow injuries work, everybody's different, and for, you know, some guys it's just one pitch and it goes. And but unfortunately for me, it was a long process that ended up in the Tommy John surgery. But it's been great so far, and I'm thankful that, you know, I could get it fixed. So.
Yeah, well, you don't have a lot of mileage on the arm,
right,
which is important too. But last year, and look, they say it takes a year just to come back, but you had a good year last year, so this year should be even better for you. But it was a good year for you last year. What's your pitch? What's your secret? So when the fans see you or hear John Miller talk about you, they'll know, kind of know who you are.
Well, I throw a four-seam fastball and a overhand curveball, so that's pretty much the two-pitch, you know, repertoire that I go with. I'm trying to get you to swing at something around your belly button or swing at a breaking ball in the dirt. So, you know, that's pretty much my game plan. My fastball plays a little bit better up in the zone than it does down. So those are some things that I learned last year that worked a little better. And that's, you know, that's what I'm going to go with here in camp. So,
yeah. Are you into the analytical part? Because the way you describe yourself today, you want to throw a high fastball. You know, that's the key. And they try to get pitchers to do that. Are you into the analytics of your delivery?
I think everybody's working to be more so in the analytical side of stuff. It's just I think it can help with all the information they have. I think if you use the information to try and do something better, it's, you know, that's great. And it's I think with there's so much information out there, you can find out how the ball's coming out of your hand and the spin rate, the spin efficiency, all, you know, all this stuff that you would never be able to tell just by, you know, going out there and playing a game of catch and working on the, you know, the old school mechanics. So that part is great, and I'm going to try and use it as much as you know, anybody gives me the information. So,
all right, what did you major in college?
I was a business management major.
Yeah, right.
So at Kennesaw State. So I was there for 3 years, and I've got a semester or two left, so hopefully at some point I'll try and finish that up. So.
All right, good. All right, traveling for you, what have you done in your life? What's the most – Tyler beat it, I throw a curveball. What's the interesting things you've done, traveling or things that you've done in your life?
Oh, I haven't done a ton of traveling. The Blue Jays have a short season team in Vancouver.
Okay.
That I got to go and go there and play for a little while. So that part of the country, you know, up there in Vancouver is beautiful. So that's probably one of my favorite places that I've traveled. Been on a couple cruises, but as far as a ton of traveling, I'm not really your guy to talk to about the that kind of stuff. But you know, when I'm home, during the off season, yeah, I like to stay close to home. So
all right,
I'm kind of a homebody the way, you know, that time of year. So,
all right. Food. What's your favorite food?
I like a good cheeseburger.
Okay.
And really, really any type of cheeseburger. So I like it when it's kind of got some different stuff on there. So, yeah. So I like to try and find who's got the best burger in town. So that's
right.
my
goal. When you're in the Bay Area, you'll go to Nations. That's one of our sponsors.
Okay,
we'll have
awesome.
You.
Yeah, I'll have to try that out. Okay. Hopefully I get a chance to try that one. I'm sure it's good.
All right. How about music? Where do you stand music?
I grew up in Atlanta and in the South. So most of my life I've listened to country music, but I'll listen to anything. So, I don't have a set playlist, but that's probably where I fall back to, is kind of the more of the classic country type of deal. So,
all right. Well, I know you're determined to make this team. This is your chance, really.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a great opportunity. So, you know, it's as simple as, back in high school trying to make the varsity or something.
Yeah.
So it's, just trying to make a team. And I think I've done enough work in the off season to just go out there and see what happens. So,
I love it. It's great. You're coming back from the injury. This is the year, after the 1 year, when the arm should be the best. And it'll be fun to see you in camp. So I appreciate having you on. Travis Bergen, Rule 5. This is going to be an interesting spring for you. Thanks for being on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.